You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Lisa Wysocki from Ashland City, Tennessee, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Wednesday, November 26, 2025, episode 3827. Happy Thanksgiving, Horse World!
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this day before the day. For all of the American listeners, for all of you that don't listen, we have Thanksgiving for Thursday of November, and it's a holiday for us.
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, a lot of people say it's their favorite holiday because unlike Christmas, there's no pressure. You just show up and you make food and you eat.
Exactly. It's an easy holiday.
Right. You hang out and you watch football or parades and you just, that's what Thanksgiving is, right?
Yes.
So I agree with that. It's kind of got less pressure than Christmas does. Well, thank you, Lisa, for filling in for Jamie. She is off, actually, in Georgia, spending her time. She got there yesterday, spending her time having Thanksgiving with her family and her brothers and her dad and stuff. So,
yeah, the photos have looked like they're having a lot of fun already.
Apparently, when she arrived, her brother had a selection of hot sauces from mildly hot to hot. And they were doing a hot sauce contest, which probably is Jamie's least favorite thing. So,
yes, yes.
I doubt she'll win that one, but
probably not, but that's okay.
So I'm sure she's having fun up there. It looks like she was. And thank you, Lisa, again for filling in. Are you in Tennessee?
I am in Tennessee, and it's I don't know, it's sunny out, so that's good. Not real warm, but sunny. So
well, congratulations on selling your mom's house, and I guess it's almost down to closing right now.
Almost down to closing. We close hopefully the 15th of December. And you know, boy, Glenn, there's been a lot of stuff in there.
We're watching so this YouTuber stuff right now that's cleaning out the grandmother's house. And she was a hoarder. I mean, stuff, there were barely room to walk in the rooms and stuff piled to the ceilings.
And oh, my goodness.
It's taken her like 6 months to get through three rooms.
Oh, wow. No, it hasn't been this bad, thank goodness. But it's been 70 years and three generations worth of stuff.
Well, I am so very excited, Lisa, to announce that the Horses in the Morning official Christmas artwork is done.
Yay!
Jessica Troop, our resident artist, she's one of our listeners that volunteered to do this years ago, and now she's stuck doing it every year, did a wonderful piece of art, and it is Scooter. Scooter's been in every one, by the way, all the years. I think this is his fifth or sixth year. But it's Scooter, and of course, Butters. Butters had to be in it this year.
Yes.
And Homer's in it, too. Homer
Yay,
makes an appearance.
Homer.
And Scooters and Butters get to be reindeer this year, and Homer gets to be Homer.
Well, what else would he be?
Yeah. It is lovely. You want to kind of describe it?
Yeah. So I love the reindeer with the Christmas ornaments on the antlers, and Homer's wearing this really cute Santa cap, and she just did a great job. Every year, I look forward to this, Glenn. I really do. But every year, Jessica comes out with something really amazing.
And, you know, she nailed Butters and she nailed Homer, too.
The expressions. The expressions.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's Scooter's expression. And I know that's Butters' expression because Jamie's posted 5,000 pictures of that baby.
Yes. So. Yes.
So good job, Jessica. This year we're doing a little different. In the years past, we've always raised money for charity. In other words, everything that's sold here goes to the proceeds go to charity. Mm-hmm. Jessica doesn't keep anything. And I've tried to get her to do half and half over the years, and she just won't hear it. So thank you to her. But this year, what we're doing, instead of having, in the years past, we actually had products you could buy, mugs and t-shirts and, you know, hats and things like that, and Christmas cards. And what happened was the quality wasn't great. And we were kind of disappointed in the quality of the merchandise. Mm-hmm. So this year we decided we're just going to do it as a digital download. So she has it set up on her website, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes, where you go there, and for $10, you get a print quality download of the artwork. And then
you can
go to Vistaprint or wherever you want to go. That's usually where I go because they're quick and it's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you can get it. You can get this, everything, you know, that mugs and the cards and everything done much cheaper that way. It's much cheaper than if you had bought them through us.
And that way you can get exactly what you want.
Yep. You can put it on anything. We don't care.
Yeah.
Christmas ornaments, whatever. You know, you can put it on anything. We really don't care. So it's $10 for the digital download. And as I said, those proceeds go to our charity this year, which is Gallop for Life. They help cancer patients that are in the horse world. And we're going to talk more about them next week. They're our charity for holiday week as well. And Lily will join us on Monday to talk about that a little bit. So that's where the proceeds go. And as I said, we do it every year for charity. We do it for fun. And we do it because Jessica's kind enough to do it. You and I are not drawing anything like this.
Not like this. No, this is awesome.
She would be good at drawing children's books, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think she'd be great
at the artwork for it, which I hear is it's a lot of work for very little pay for children's books.
I hear that too. Yes.
But yeah, she would do a great job with that. And I'll put a link to it in our show notes. I'll post it over on the Facebook page at Horses in the Morning and also in the auditor group so that you can all see it and you can all place your orders. We really do appreciate your support, and I know that Gallop for Life does as well. All right, let's do some daily whinnies. We have several auditor birthdays this weekend. Chris Rakovic, Debbie Marcus, Amy Lathy, and Mo Meyer. Happy birthday to all of you.
So, Glenn, my daily when he comes with just a short little story here. I was out yesterday with the truck and the horse trailer, and we were doing our Colby's Army homeless outreach. And so I had the trailer loaded with food and blankets and, you know, all of that stuff. And all of a sudden I hear this rattling underneath the truck, and I get my tire light comes on. And fortunately I was right in front of Walmart. So I pulled over by the gas pumps thinking, well, I probably need to put air in the gas pump. Well, Glenn, the tire is shredded. Shredded. So apparently I had rolled over a bolt that just tore the tire to pieces. And I called
you could pull over and weren't on the highway.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Or that I had horses in it, or it was, you know, it could have been so much worse. So here I am, you know, tire off the rim, and I do have a spare that I think it's been off the truck once, and I'm just, you know, totally afraid it's got dry rot in it. It's not going to hold. But I called AAA, and
they actually came out.
Well, that's the thing. That's why they're getting the daily whinny, because Glenn, I have sat for hours waiting for AAA, and because we're in a rural area, they were not priority at all. And so they, you know, anyway, 25 minutes and they were there, and it was awesome. And they had trouble getting the lug nuts off the truck, off the wheel, off the truck. And they were just so great and so kind and, so reassuring that they could get the job done. I just, you know, it just relieved a lot of stress. So they get my daily whinny today.
It's probably the first daily whinny they've ever gotten on this show.
Probably. Here's the other thing. So when I was 15, Glenn, my mom got me a membership to AAA when I got my driver's permit. I've been a member ever since then. And so that was a long time ago. And now they're giving me like a 5% discount on my annual membership fee.
Well, that's good.
It should be like 50% off, but, you know, that's just me saying.
You know, I've hit that age now where I qualify for a lot of the senior discounts, but I forget to ask for
them. Me too. Yeah.
It's like every restaurant we go to, I could probably get a senior discount. I just need to ask for it.
I know. Right. You know, and but you don't look like you qualify.
Oh, that's, yeah, I do. Very good.
Well,
yeah,
it's no,
not much,
you know,
black left anymore. Hey,
I know men in their 40s who have gray hair.
That's true. Hey, yeah. I want to also, this is Thanksgiving. I want to seriously thank all of the listeners for all your support this past year for the last 15 years. You guys have been wonderful. The auditors, the listeners all over the world. And of course, you know, Lisa. You know, there are a couple songs that were submitted next week for holiday week that include you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, because you fill in all the time now, you're just, you're just part of the show, you know? So so it's always Glenn, Jamie, Jennifer, and Lisa.
Oh, my goodness.
And now Ashley, too.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
Because Ashley fills in now, too. So
yes,
Ashley's always in there, too. So, yeah, there were a couple. But thank you for all your help. And believe me, Lisa gets the call last minute. It's never, can you fill in next month? It's, what are you doing tomorrow morning? So
yeah.
You're always so kind to do that. I do appreciate it.
Well, just like you said, I don't have a life, so.
Apparently, neither of us do.
Exactly.
And because our listeners do, we're going to continue with the show.
Yes.
Excuse me. So, statelinetac.com, guess what time it is? It's time for Black Friday sale, and it's up. Head over to statelinetac.com right now. Big banner, big black banner at the top of the page. Save up to 80% off on thousands of items. And let me tell you, there are thousands of items in their Black Friday sale. And it's everything from clothing to tack to halters to sheets to blankets to, well, there's 201 pages of items.
Wow.
And I'm seeing 33% off, 57% off, 38%. Off. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's just
time to shop.
They have some saddle pads here that I know sell for $25 that are for $9.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they have some great gift ideas too, like wallets and bags. Wait a minute. Let me say that quietly. Wallets and bags. Jennifer Jennifer has this addiction to handbags for some reason. But there's no bags on there. There's no bags for sale at statelinetac.com. None at all.
None.
Fly masks, which our horses have destroyed several sets of them this year. They seem to get, I don't know if they're making fly masks wimpier or the horses are getting tougher. I don't know, but they're destroying them more.
We have a horse who pulls the fly masks off every other horse.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, it's a game.
And you'd think he would know because he's the only one who has the fly mask on. Everybody else's is off.
Yes. So I'm looking at all the stuff here. Socks, just all different kinds of stuff. So plenty of gift ideas on here right now. Plenty of ideas for yourself. So head on over to statelinetac.com. And don't forget to sign up for their giveaway, too. They give away thousands of dollars of prizes every single month. And we appreciate their continued support. It's their 15th year with us.
Wow.
So thank you to Stateline. And also put in the coupon code HRN at checkout, 30% off any order over $49. Now there are some products that are not eligible for additional discounts. They're already discounted or there's manufacturer restrictions. No matter what you do, anytime you check out, just put HRN code in the checkout and it'll tell you what's deducted. So you might as well just give it a try.
Absolutely.
Let's head to our first guest. Well, Lisa, we have covered a lot of century rides over the years, mostly for dressage riders who've hit that mark between them and their horse. And this is the first one we're doing that is actually a century drive, and it's Bill Gorham out of Texas. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So one of our listeners, I wanted to give her credit, Ashley Mitchell, referred you and said that she saw your drive. And congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you. It is a milestone. I'm glad I made it.
Yeah, that's the weird part about these century interviews is you congratulate him. You're really congratulating him for living is what you're doing. You
know? both of us, my horse and myself.
So who's what ages do we have to combine to 100 here?
We have my horse. Well, actually, she's a pony, Section C. She's 21. And I turned 82 in August.
Oh,
so
wow.
That obviously we were well over the 100 mark.
That's great.
That is terrific. And your pony is so cute. I looked at the picture and this is a Welsh pony named Tonka, right?
Correct. Yes. And I've had her since she was a yearling.
Oh, wow. So you've trained the horse, the pony all the way through.
Yes, sir.
And so did you name her Tonka or did she have that name when you got her?
No, that was her barn name.
Okay.
Her registered name, Misty Morn Honky Tonk. That's a mouthful. So we just Tonk is her barn name.
Oh, the reason I asked is I grew up in Minnesota on Lake Minnetonka, and there are a lot of Tonka horses in Minnesota. So
yes, there are. But she's from Ohio.
And so when did you start combine driving?
You know, it started as a request from Georgie Green at that time in the late 70s. We're members of the Texas Mark and Horse Club, and she suggested I investigate a new sport, combined driving.
It was new then. Yeah.
Fairly new. There were some events on the East Coast, but we, as it turned out, Karen and I had already trip planned to England. So we went to England and went to Sandringham, the estate, took hundreds and hundreds of pictures and asked thousands of questions. And I came back, applied for my TD's license, technical delegate with the American Driving Society, got that. And because there was nothing in the Midwest at all, people had never seen the event. I sort of put it together with some friends, and being a TD, they didn't have to hire somebody. They only had to hire the judge. The Texas Mark and Horse Club put on several events. I believe we ended up about five events total. But it is a labor-intensive sport, so it took us some time to get together. But around the first part of 1980 was when we started it.
Did you meet Prince Philip when you were over there?
Actually, yes, we did. And he spoke at length with Karen, my wife.
Wow.
Spent some time with him. Yes. And unfortunately, there was a really, really bad accident. Carriage turned over with all the people in it during the event. Horses ran through the crowd of people, and major injuries. And I was credited with saving the queen. I didn't really save her. All I did was I shouted as loud as I could to run. And we all ran to the ditch and got out of the way of the horses.
They're going to have that in your obituary someday.
I was going to say.
The queen.
and Ashley Mitchell and her husband, Joe, they were instrumental in helping me put this together.
Well, and have you been an active competitor all these years now?
Yes, we have. I was a TD for around 12 years, and obviously my wife and our two daughters stayed home while I went off to events, and she said I was having all the fun. Well, that's not fun. You work.
Yeah.
Especially with carriage driving, people forget. You got extra stuff. You got extra a harness and unharness. It just everything takes longer.
It is. It's requires more than one person.
For sure. Yeah. Well, legally, it requires more than one person, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, I always ask this and I always get the same answer. What's your favorite phase?
Dressage.
No. You're the first one to ever say that in the history of me asking that question.
Well, I appreciate the results after years and years of work on a good test. And fortunately, I do want to say this, when I did my century drive, I did the FEI advanced test, and I received the lowest dressage score of the day, which is the best score.
Wow.
But
it takes a lot of years of work to get a good score, and a really good dressage horse is an excellent marathon horse. So that's and yes, a lot of people say dressage. Are you sure?
Yeah, mostly it's we get through dressage to get to the fun stuff.
Exactly.
You know, I have gotten half and half, though. I have gotten half say marathon and half say cones. You know, some people do doing cones.
Yes, that's a challenge also when you're driving advance. You don't have very much clearance between the wheel and the cone.
Did we ever have you on the driving radio show? My co-host was Dr. Wendy Ying. Do you know Wendy?
Yes, I do. She was the vet when we competed in Holland.
Oh. I thought you might know her.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she's a good friend of ours. Actually, was co-owner of the Horse Radio Network with me for a lot of years, and now
that's what I thought.
Yeah, now she's just hanging out down there in Sarasota, and never leaves the house.
That's a nice place to be.
Yeah, definitely. So, do you plan on keeping on driving as long as you can?
We're going to drive as long as we can. Yes. I'm not going to buy a new horse and start over again, but I think Tonka and I have several more years ahead of us.
Well, you know, is there an award for when the driver hits 100? Is there an award for that?
Not that I know of, but there should be.
Look, Lisa's mom lived to a very sprightly 102, right?
Wasn't yes, 102? Yes, 102. Oh, and she was active, you know, up until the very end. So you've got a lot of years ahead of you.
Well, they say stay active and yes, you'll last longer. So obviously driving is somewhat of a physical sport. So hopefully that works for us.
Hey, we call it farm yoga, by the way. Everything you have to do around the farm is kind of like yoga. It really is. It's, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have kids. Did any of them ever take up horse thing?
Oh, yes, for sure. My oldest daughter lives not far from us, and she was into driving and now dressage riding and currently training an 18 half-hand warm blood for dressage. My youngest daughter, who lives outside Boston, her oldest daughter is in, obviously, riding dressage. So, yes, the horses are in the family.
Yay. Were you the start of that, or were your parents really into horses?
No, I was the start of it. Nobody in our family has horses or ever did anything with horses outside of myself.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, good for you. It's awesome.
Is your wife, first of all, is your wife still with us?
Yes. Yes, and she was the one that competed in Holland. She was on the U.S. para team. And she drives right now. She has a Section A pony and competes with him. And he is 21 also.
Now, have you ever competed against each other?
Oh, yes.
and she always wins, right, Bill?
Always. Regardless of the score, she wins.
That's got to be awkward at times.
But as I said, and you said also, it's labor intensive. She drives the small pony, which does not require a groom. And, you know, we don't have to hunt up extra people for her.
Yeah. So it's the minis that don't require the groom. But once you get to a certain size pony, then you have to have somebody in the cart with you, right?
Right, yeah. Right. And groom navigators are required.
Yeah. Well, I am so happy for you. I'm supposed to talk to Wendy here soon, and I'll tell her that I talked to you. But, Bill, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving, and have a great Christmas, and congratulations again. We're all proud of you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
And absolutely.
Thank you.
Give Tonka a carrot for us, too, okay?
Oh, for sure. She gets her treats.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. Well,
bye. Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Non-GMO whole food nutrition is the basis of the entire Daily Dose Equine program. We never forget that natural is better and simplicity is key. Daily Dose Equine uses non-GMO whole food ingredients like alfalfa, timothy, peas, sunflower seeds, and flax. Daily Dose Equine doesn't use fillers, bulking agents, or leftovers from other industries, so you can feed less yet improve body condition and energy. And our feeds are free from chemical residues and glyphosate. Find the perfect formulation for your horse at DailyDoseEquine.com. Select Daily Dose Equine formulations are available nationwide through Chewy.com and TractorSupply.com.
Well, we have my friend Melissa from Equine Network Foundation. That's the nonprofit wing of Equine Network. And she's joining us today. Hey, Melissa.
Hello. How are you, Glenn?
Good. Hey, thanks so much for joining us to kind of give us an update on where everything is with A Home for Every Horse and some of the other things that you have going on over there. But first, it is Thanksgiving, so I wanted to give thanks to Melissa, because when Equine Network bought Horse Radio Network, Melissa was my first boss. so to speak.
Oh, wow.
And I thank God every day she was, because she was terrific. And it wasn't, let's just say, when one company buys another, not everything goes smoothly. And Melissa was the one that helped guide me through all of that not smoothness for about a year till we got all the, you know, you get in your systems, you know, put together, and you just, everything has to merge, right? And Melissa, I'm just so thankful that you were the one that was there, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, that's very nice of you, and it was my pleasure. I love all your stuff, and it's been great working with you. So,
well, you know, most founders of companies that sell their company don't make it 6 months before they're fired or quit. And I'm still here over 3 years later, so I can't get rid of me.
A lot of tenacity there.
Well,
on both parts, I would think.
Yeah, both parts. It's true. So true.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, Melissa, I run a nonprofit, and I know that you are running a nonprofit, and I know how challenging it is right now. And I was just hoping that you could kind of tell us a little bit about where you are with A Home for Every Horse and what your specific needs are right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, every year is challenging when it gets to be end of year and winter's coming and everything. But this year seems to be especially challenging for the rescues that are out there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's the economy, if it's I there's so many different things, but
it's
I'm hearing
all of that.
All of it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All across all the country, they've got intakes up, and they said the owner surrenders are higher, and their numbers at rescues, like of horses in that situation, are higher than ever. And so I'm really on a mission to see how many I can help. With A Home for Every Horse, we help about 400, 450 rescues every single year.
That's amazing.
We send them out. Yeah, we send them out coupons and free stuff. And we just send them about a bunch of silver honey products from Absorbine and Purina feed coupons for free feed and some Zoetis coupons, just all kinds of things. But
yeah,
we also do grants. And that's something I started this year, where we can help after a disaster, or if they get an intake in that can be rehabilitated with the help of veterinary intervention, then they can apply to be to help us cover that. Or if they're running a program for veterans through their rescue, where the veterans work with the horses and the horses work with mm-hmm. the veterans, then we can help fund that. So those are things that I'm trying to work on. And there's never enough money, right, to go around.
No.
I wish I could just give money, a check to every rescue that applies and has a horse that come in with, you know.
Well, and I think what a lot of people don't realize is you don't have to be a big philanthropist to help. Sometimes $10 or $20 helps. If you get 1,000 people that send $10,000 or $10, I mean, that's $10,000.
Absolutely. You know, and it goes so far.
It does. It does. And you don't have to send a lot of money. And every little bit helps, as you know.
Yeah. It does. And we're so thankful for the people that do donate. There's, you know, some people, yeah, they do $10. Some of them do $10 a month.
Yeah.
Cause you,
yeah.
And that's, think,
that's a,
once in a while we get a big
right way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then sometimes those $10 people, they turn into $20 and $50 people, you know? So,
right.
What are your biggest needs right now? I mean, other than, you know, money,
awareness. We just launched a video campaign, and it's about a ripple effect theme, and you guys might have seen it. Hopefully Glenn's seen it, since we work for the same company, but I'm not sure. but we went out to two rescues this year and did like a rescue rehab day, which is kind of just our internal name for it. But we brought in 70 or 80 volunteers and got all the materials and everything and did projects across their rescues. And then at the end of the day, the Budweiser Clydesdales came in, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we just launched a video series with that, and it shows that we went to Abiding Sunday up in River Falls, Wisconsin, and Barefoot Ranch down in Georgia, which I think we had both of them on the podcast. So now the video about those two groups that you guys have interviewed is out there. And it just tells the story, like the need for volunteers, the need for help, you know.
Yeah.
And it makes a ripple effect.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say, oh, I don't have time to volunteer. But you know, if you volunteer 2 hours a month, that makes a difference, You know, I mean, you don't have to spend all day every day there. I mean, just every little bit helps. And maybe you're not even on site. Maybe you're just collecting halters or horse blankets or something.
Yeah. Or maybe you're helping them update their website or, you know, do a marketing campaign or set up chairs at their fundraising event. Like there's so many different ways to help.
Yeah.
Some of the rescues I go to have 4 or 5 volunteers. Some of them have 105, you know, and it's just a great way. Like I'm taking my son out over Christmas break to be like, okay, let's go rescue in front of spend a few hours. And then he can help. It helps his 4-H project to say, I volunteered and gave my time here. And obviously because he's my son, he's also a horse lover. So
whether he wants to or not.
But what a great way to teach kids how to give back in a fun way.
Some rescues even have programs where kids go after school and read stories to the horses there. It's really, really neat. And it helps the kids who are having trouble reading maybe, or that are just passionate about it. And they sit outside a stall and read to the horses that just need some comfort and trust building and whatever.
Yes. A little bit of love.
Yeah.
A little bit of love.
This does kind of remind me the environment right now. You know, we've been doing this so long that we were doing shows in 2008 and, you know, the rescues were packed then too with, you know, people just couldn't afford to feed their animals. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of looking a little bit like that right now.
It is. Yeah. And that's right when we started A Home for Every Horse is that. I think it started in 2009 because of that situation in 2008 where horses were just ending up. I had a friend who woke up in the morning and two were tied to his front gate out in Colorado. And it was just a sad and scary situation in so many ways. And if you have to choose to feed your horses or feed your family,
it's
a hard one. But I do. The rescues are doing such great work. And it's rewarding to me every single day when I get to talk to one and they tell me a feel good story or they tell me a sad story. There's so much of it. And on that note, we've started like mental health classes or sessions, I guess, for rescue, the people that rescue horses and volunteer at rescues. We work with Arenas for Change on that. And we've just got a lot of stuff going on and it's been really, really, I guess, an important cause. And it's so heavy on my heart when I see all these guys like, oh, I'm struggling. I don't know how we're going to buy hay this winter or, you know, Lucy needs the special farrier, special shoes and we can't afford it kind of thing.
Right.
Well,
right.
People can find, you can actually find a rescue by going to ahomeforeveryhorse.com. Go there. One, you can donate there if you want to donate to help, you know, to help A Home for Every Horse, help the rescues. And the other thing is you can find the rescues there that are in your area to go volunteer at. So that website serves two purposes for this holiday season. And, you know, I know that you guys vet these rescues, so you know, we have them on the show all the time, but these are ones that are basically vetted by A Home for Every Horse. So, you know, they're legit and you know that they're not a hoarder. It's somebody that's out there doing good work. And that's what A Home for Every Horse does, right?
Yep, absolutely. Every rescue has to reapply every year and we go through a pretty rigorous set of requirements for them. And we work with the United Horse Coalition to do that. And if anybody ever has a black mark, then, you know, we talk about that. And usually they're just not included in the program going forward, unless if it was just an error for it, right? But, we really try to make sure that the rescues we're hooking people up with and sending people to either to surrender a horse or to adopt a horse or to volunteer, like, are doing the best work, best by the horse. And it's been a great situation.
Very good. Well, it's ahomeforeveryhorse.com. Thank you, Melissa, for joining us. Will you hang around and play against Lisa in a little game of Thanksgiving trivia?
I will, yes.
All right. Well, we're going to do that after we hear from one of our sponsors.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Rockstar Vets and Mini Horses, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from BarrelRacing.com and Horse and Rider On Demand. Whether you're ready to relax with your favorite series, binge-watch competition footage, or train with a world champion, subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
I've lured both Lisa and Melissa into playing Thanksgiving trivia. And neither one of them really wanted to. I'm making them do it. So we're going to see what you guys know about Thanksgiving. This is not necessarily horse related. This is just Thanksgiving related. Okay.
Okay.
Are we just supposed to shout an answer? Or
no, I'm going to ask you both separately. If you get the answer correct, then you'll hear that. If you get it incorrect, it's...
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go.
We're going to hear the last one a lot.
Yes.
We're going to start with Melissa. What year was the first generally accepted Thanksgiving celebrated in Plymouth, Massachusetts? And I give you within 50 years, either way.
Ah,
you're just off.
Oh.
1621. So it was 100 years earlier than you thought. I would have probably guessed 1700s too, and I'd have been wrong. So sorry about that. All right. Now, Lisa's question. Which U.S. president officially made Thanksgiving a national holiday?
Oh, I think I know this.
You should.
I think I know this. Abraham Lincoln?
Correct.
Yay.
I only know that because I was researching that area. It was during the Civil War, and I was researching that area for a book a while back. That's the only reason I know that.
That's why writers know so much, is because they have to do all this research. It never ends up in the book, but it's in your head. So,
and I don't even know how I remembered that.
All right, I got an easy
one for
you.
I have random horse facts in my head. Not Thanksgiving, but I'm still going to try.
All right, Melissa, this one's easy. True or false? The pilgrims ate turkey at the first Thanksgiving dinner.
False.
That is correct. It is false. They were thought to have eaten venison and maybe duck or goose. So,
okay.
Do you guys like duck and goose? Have you tried it?
I have tried it.
And?
I don't love it.
Yeah, me either. I'm just kind of
greasy, dark and greasy.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
There's people that love duck and goose. I'm just not one of those.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Yeah. Before being pardoned, the national turkey is usually given a stay at a luxury hotel in Washington, D.C. True or false?
Oh, that's crazy enough. I'm going to say true.
You're crazy enough. It's right. It's one of the very old fancy hotels there in Washington, D.C. They always stay the night before they end up going to the White House and getting pardoned.
I was afraid you were going to ask me which hotel. I don't have a clue.
You know, I looked it up and I don't even remember which hotel. It's one of those with the odd names. It sounds very hoity-toity, you know. All right.
So do they – wait. Do they clean up like all the turkey poop? How do they
– I didn't want to know that answer, so
okay.
I didn't look.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't know what the rules are. So.
Okay.
Oh, I bet. And you can give a turkey a bath. I only know that because my friend's son – shows turkey at the county fair, and he has to bathe his turkey before they go there.
How's that go?
But
it's interesting.
Kind of like giving a cat a bath.
Yes.
All right, Melissa. The number of turkeys consumed on Thanksgiving Day in the United States is estimated to be around what number? And I'll give it 10 million either way.
Oh, geez. 7.8 million.
Whoo. You are way off of that one.
I have no idea.
46 million turkeys.
Oh, wow.
How do we even have 46 million turkeys?
That's just mind-boggling, actually.
Are there 46 million families? I don't know.
There's 250 million people, so...
Oh, okay.
That's probably about right. But again, where are the 46 million turkeys coming from?
Oh, wow.
Okay, Lisa. In the classic Peanuts Thanksgiving special, how long ago did you see that?
A long time ago.
Yeah, me too, like 30 years.
Yeah.
What unusual menu items does Snoopy serve at dinner? Do you remember any of them?
Oh, I don't remember anything. And this is crazy. So a little fun fact is my mother went to high school with Charles Schulz, who developed the Peanuts column.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What unusual item? Do we get a hint?
Nope.
No. Oh. Fun. What unusual item? I'm going to assume it's edible.
It is edible. I will say that.
Okay. It is edible, unusual item. Okay. I'm going to say, I don't know, ham.
Do you know, Melissa?
No. Ice cream? I don't know.
That's a good guess, actually. Popcorn, jelly beans, pretzel sticks, and toast is what.
Oh, okay. I never would have gotten any of that. Now I'm going to have to watch that again.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it, too. In Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, what is the name of the group of people who are responsible for cleaning up after the horses that walk in the parade route? There's a couple names there. There's a couple slangs. I'll give you any one if it kind of matches. This is horse related.
The poop patrol. I don't have any idea.
You're close, actually. The official name is the Big Apple Sanitation Corps. That's who cleans up after it. And they're called the pooper scoopers. So, so that's the official name is the Big Apple Sanitation Corps.
I'd give it to
her. If I come on here next year, I'm going to have to study.
You were close, though. I mean, you were close. We'll give you half a point for that one.
There you go.
You got half the name right.
Okay, Lisa. I'm not totally a zero.
Yeah. Lisa, it's two to one and a half. You're closer than you think.
Oh, okay.
In the classic children's book, Little Women, I don't know that one. What type of race is held on Thanksgiving, which features the March sisters and one of the girls getting into a minor accident?
I should know this.
I figured you were an author.
Is it a sled race?
You're correct. That is correct. It's a sleigh race. You're right. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one I don't know that I ever read.
Oh, it's a good book. I have a movie. You might want to watch the movie. Okay. There's several versions of it.
And everybody listen knows this, but my parents weren't real big on reading nursery rhymes or books of any kind. So I don't know any of the children's fairy tale stuff.
None of them.
I was never exposed to any of them. So when people talk about this, when adults talk about all of that stuff they got out of those books, I have no idea what they're talking about. So, Melissa.
Just play along.
Yeah, that's what I do. So, Melissa, final question. And this, you can get multiple points on. Okay, so Instacart did a study in 2024 of the top desserts at Thanksgiving, and I have the top five. I'll give you a point for everyone you get correct in the top five. So you can actually surpass Lisa and win this thing with this.
Ooh.
By the way, Jennifer is cooking pumpkin pie, and it smells wonderful in the house right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I made one last night. That's what I was going to say. Can it be multiple flavors of one thing?
Like, no, they're all different. Pecan pie. They can be. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So what's your guesses?
Okay, definitely pumpkin pie.
Number one on the list. There's 1 point.
I make pumpkin pie, pecan pie, and apple pie.
2 and 3 on the list. 3 points.
Wow.
You got number 4 and 5.
I also am making sweet potato pie.
Number 4 on the list.
And, oh gosh, what would be the other one be? Mincemeat pie. I don't know.
Does anybody in America make mincemeat pie anymore?
I have no idea.
Number
Seems
five.
Like a Thanksgiving thing.
You got 4 out of the 5. Number 5 was cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer's mom makes excellent cheesecake, and she only makes it on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it's the best. It takes 2 days to make it. It's so good.
Oh, wow.
But that puts you at 5.5 points, Melissa. You take the lead with Lisa at 3 points. Now, Lisa, you also have a chance here of getting multiple points. And this is Campbell's does a State of the Sides report every year where it does a survey of thousands of people. And I have the top 5 sides for Thanksgiving, and I'll give you a point for everyone you get correct.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I have to say stuffing.
Number one.
Okay. And then mashed potatoes.
Number two.
Oh, wow. How about some kind of like green bean or green bean casserole?
Number 5.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Don't overthink it.
Corn on the cob?
Nope.
Nope. Darn. How about like sweet potatoes?
Number three on the list. So you got four. You win. You take the victory. And the other one that you couldn't think of was mac and cheese.
Oh, dear. Yeah. oh, my goodness.
You know, we never had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, so I never think of it. But
I never had that for mac.
Apparently, it's big. Do you make mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, Melissa?
I am in charge of macaroni and cheese and corn casserole. It's like a Midwest something. It's really good, but yes, so kind of.
There you go. I never knew that. And I live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. You think that, you know, simple food like macaroni and cheese would have been very popular, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was not. Well, thank you both for playing. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Melissa.
Congratulations, Lisa.
You have a great holiday.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. You guys too. Happy Thanksgiving.
So, Glenn, I have to say this has been a really challenging year for me. A lot of the listeners know my mom passed in August, and there's just been a lot going on. You've driven up
that 1,000-mile trip about 800 times this year.
800 times, easily.
That's not an easy drive either.
Oh, it's you know, 13, 14 hours. Should be 14. Sometimes it's 13. You know, and
sometimes it's 17.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there's just been so much going on. And I mean, I haven't stopped since, I don't know, months and months and months. But I've had so many people supporting me. All the volunteers and the supporters of Colby's Army have picked up just all the slack, and just all my friends who have just been so great. I just want to just give a special shout out. They have gone, I'm going to cry, gone above and beyond to help out. And it's really, really amazing. And I am so grateful. And so thank you. Thank you.
Well, and on a positive note, am I allowed to say the rumors I hear about additions to the farm?
Yes. Yes. So
you're getting a new toy.
We're getting a new toy. We're getting a covered arena, which is very exciting.
Oh, especially for the work you do.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. And I put a post on the auditor page about, you know, what people would do if they did it differently. And so I've gotten lots of really great suggestions. And so hopefully by, I don't know, the middle of March or so, we'll be covered. So this is so exciting.
So it's ordered and...
We've got all the plans ready and ready to go. And
no
and
problem
I think
with approvals up there in the mountains?
No. We've talked with the codes and the building people, and they're all good. And because we're a nonprofit,
you're this far along.
We know exactly what we're getting, and we just have to get it leveled and
completely enclosed, or is it
no
roof?
Just covered?
Okay,
just covered. It's so hot, Glenn, in Tennessee. You know, and. Yeah, even with fans. And I've worked in covered arenas here in Tennessee. It's just
you
really
do
hot.
Need the big-ass fans.
You know, we need the big-ass fans, which we don't have. We don't have the budget for that yet, and that's the key
word. Well,
that'll
cost you as much as the covered arena.
We've got those spec'd out. Yeah, yeah. We're looking at about $35,000 for those. So
they work really well, but they are
awesome.
Very expensive.
They are awesome. Yes, yeah. So that's, you know, it's going to be a little fundraising thing that we have to do.
Well, Ed, congratulations. I'm so excited for you to have that. And it'll
Me
be great
too.
for the whole organization, actually, the volunteers.
Oh, we can do so much. And we have to cancel so many events because we just get rained out, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, or it's too wet, or it's too something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it is Tennessee, and it's all of those.
It is
usually.
Tennessee. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's very exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you. Having been there and seen the layout, I'm so excited for you.
Yes.
There was no way to get out of the weather.
No, none. So it'll be great. It'll be great.
And on that note, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday here for a brand new episode. It'll be holiday week, our start of holiday week, and it's also comedian week. So we're going to have a bunch of comedians joining us all throughout the week next week. And Jamie will be back. Don't worry. You can't do comedy week without Jamie.
Oh, of course not.